Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, Democrat of New York's 18th District. He's been in office since 2013. Sean, we're speaking following the first House impeachment vote. What should Americans know about this process and how the Democrats want to run it? What's the timetable for this impeachment inquiry?
Well, what they should know is that there's going to be a public proceeding and the evidence is going to be put before them in a way that's fair, thorough, and efficient. That's what they should know. There's been a lot of work done to get to this point in a very rapid fashion. You know, I think most people have seen a lot of the evidence that has spilled out into the public space. It is overwhelming in terms of what the president did, that he engaged in some very, very serious conduct and abused his office in the process, but it's important that the public see that evidence, and that's what's going to happen. And the time frame is weeks, not months.
So, is it your sense that the Democrats are going an extra mile in order to let this happen? In other words, do more than previous impeachment efforts have, for example, with Clinton or with Nixon? Do you think that the American people will appreciate that?
I think it's important that the public have confidence that that the rule of law is being honored during the process, even as it's being vindicated during the process. The whole point of this process is to hold the president accountable and to guarantee that no one in our democratic system is above the law. His conduct is serious. There's a ton of evidence for it. It's really not in dispute. We have now not just the call memorandum and the whistleblower complaint and the text messages and a bunch of other documents. There's also, of course, testimony from a number of very credible witnesses with firsthand knowledge. There are the president's own statements, the own statements of his chief of staff. And I think it's important that the public see all that in one place and it be laid before them. I think it's important that they have confidence that there's an adversarial system at work there where both sides get a chance to question witnesses, where professional staff is allowed to do it in a professional way as part of that, and that the president be represented in some way to make sure that it's fair. But we've been down this road in the history of our country before. There are precedents for this. There is a good reason why the Democrats, control the process. It's because they were selected by the American public to run the House of Representatives in an election that, was lopsided by a historic amount as a midterm, 9 points nationally in favor of the Democrats just in the fall of November 18. And record turnout, highest turnout in 100 years. In other words, the American people have bestowed upon the Democrats the responsibility to run the House of Representatives, and we'll all be held accountable for how we do so, and that's appropriate. But that will be the only disadvantage in the sense that one side does run the process in this House, but of course the other party will run it should it end up in the Senate. So we'll proceed in a way that's fair, in a way that is transparent, and that gets the truth out to the American public.
Now, the new Republican defense as we speak today is, okay, so maybe we did it, but there's nothing wrong with it. In other words, we're allowed to ask another country to get material on our opponents. There's nothing illegal about it, nothing wrong with it. How do we answer that?
Well, I don't know that they'll seriously make that assertion. I know there are some defenders of the president who believe in this silly idea that the president can do anything he wants and not be subject to any legal process. They call this now the Fifth Avenue defense, that he could literally shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and no one could do anything about it because he's the president. That, of course, is absurd. It's not our traditions. It's not our Constitution. So I don't know that the serious people will make that assertion. I do think you'll see some version of, okay, maybe it happened, but it's not impeachable. I think the fact is that I think overwhelmingly Americans in both political parties know that it's wrong to ask a foreign government to help you in an American political election. I mean, let's just get clear on what we're talking about. We're talking about whether it's okay for the president of the United States to ask the leader of a foreign country to start an investigation in that foreign country of his political opponent for the presidency or of any American citizen to help him politically. I think overwhelmingly you're going to see the American people say, of course, that's wrong. No American president should do that. If If people have skepticism that that's what the president did, if they don't believe that's what he did, well, that's why we need to have all the evidence on both sides of that debate laid before the public and let them judge for themselves.
Now, Sean Patrick Maloney, do you think the assumption from the very beginning is, yeah, the House will impeach, but the Senate won't convict? Do you see any way that that changes?
You know, I'm not making any predictions on this. I think that if you had been sitting where I was listening to Bob Mueller testify, you know, you would have had a view of where we would end up by this point in the year that is very different than where we are. And I think that the events have developed rapidly. The president's conduct is outrageous. It's well documented. It's really not in dispute. And therefore, we are where we are. In other words, I don't think most people would have said at the end of July that we would have an impeachment inquiry up and running in late October. And so I don't know where we're going to be if and when this gets to the Senate. I think there's a bunch of members of the Senate who are going to have to look at this evidence. They're going to have to look at themselves in the mirror, and they're going to have to do what they think is right. And I hope they're all held accountable, because I think the evidence will be overwhelming that the president abused his office, and he should be held accountable.
Sean Patrick Maloney, I want to talk to you about that business, because, you know, you say they should do what's right. I say they got a problem. They could lose their seats if they look the wrong way on this. Do you agree?
I have no idea. I think there's worse things than losing your seat. You know, I think that most people would be willing to lose their job if they were called upon to do something they felt was deeply wrong, or if they were called upon to overlook something they thought was deeply wrong. I think all of us in public office should approach it the same way. By the way, we have a good example in people like Colonel Vindman and Masha Yovanovitch and Bill Taylor and the State Department and professional military officers who have come before us and at risk to their own professional careers told the truth, given their evidence, done the right thing. And that's the model I hope members in both houses follow.
When you go to talk to your constituents, Sean Patrick Maloney, what are they saying?
You know, look, my district, as you know, supported the president, and there are a lot of folks who continue to support the president in my district. And I try to be humble about, you know, anytime I go to my constituents and tell them, you know, that I feel, you know, I know something they don't, I try to be humble about that. I try to listen as much as I talk. I've done about 7 or 8 town halls in the last, you know, 6 weeks or so. I've heard from hundreds of my constituents. What I can tell you is that they are very concerned that the president has done something very serious here. They want to see the evidence for themselves. And they also, and this is very important, their priorities are not which political party does better when all the dust settles. Their political parties, priorities are not some you know, scorekeeping on some partisan game. They care about lowering the cost of their prescription drugs and getting infrastructure built and keeping their drinking water safe and helping them with their child care costs and worrying about how their deductions got taken away in this terrible tax bill the Republicans did. I mean, they want us to walk and chew gum. They want us to hold the president accountable, but they also want us to do our work. And that's why it's so important that people should know that we've also passed 400 bills through the House of Representatives, most of which are languishing in front of Mitch McConnell's Senate. And the big one we're doing right now would dramatically lower the cost of prescription drugs. And we're not going to lose sight of those priorities either.
Sean Patrick Maloney, we are incredibly appreciative of the time you're spending with us. And when we come back again, I want to talk to you about presidential politics, okay?
You bet.